The following are news stories are reprinted of an article originally published on 28th of May 1940 from Encyclopedia.de, Nazi Germany's the wiki that only the master race can edit.
Dunkirk debacle may extend war. 29th of May 2007 for Unnews, this is Mordio. Dunkirk, France. Armchair General theorized that the inability of Nazi forces to capture over 300,000 retreating British and French troops would probably postpone VB, also known as the Victory in Britain Day, by at least a fortnight. German officials moved quickly, placing the blame squarely on the round shoulders of Hermann Göring, who had insisted that armoured units halt their advance on Dunkirk and the British and French forces sequestered there, so that his own branch of the military, the Luftwaffe, could pound the Allies to surrender, submit, or both. Göring, in turn, blames the Jews, stating that they looked at me funny and totally blew my concentration. The Luftwaffe, or air weapons, are the Nazi equivalent of the US Army Air Corps, or
US Army Air Corps.
The flying planes that make ek 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 ek, or kaboom sounds. They fire their guns or drop their bombs, respectively. No doubt that at some point in the future, a channel on the recently invented television will take great pains to show as much of these ack 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 acks and kaboom as possible. This programming will surely be enjoyed by generations of children. Children at heart who have no idea just how shitty and terrible war really is. Colonel Llewellyn Gary Smythe Gary Llewellyn, a representative of the British Expeditionary Force, now simply called the British Force, is looking forward to huddling in the famed London Underground for several years until forces from a much larger nation come and help. After that nation is pulled into a war that they are trying to ignore by a day that will quite possibly live in infamy. France was beautiful, but compared to England it lacks something. The Queen, mostly. Oh, and foods that are first boiled to get rid of the flavour, then deep-fried to lock in the lack of flavour. We had hoped to free France and the people within its borders, how you call them, the French, but were set upon all sides by Nazi forces and the Nazis themselves. French troops in Britain, now called the French Expeditionary Forces, are likewise relieved, but unlike the English, tend to do so in French. Sacrebleu, les grands Bretons, les si mornes leur crêpe, et tout profondément, et les crêpes à plaie, pour quelque raison. Petit Pierre comble la bûche. Pour être parfaitement honnête, je voulais rester en France, sur ma vigne. Printemps peut être en certain temps peut-être dehors grossé en touriste. Mais mon paillet débordait avec des Allemandes. Alors des zut, je devrais avoir un genre commun de, vous dites, régime de Vichy, oui?
La seule raison plus... de nous sommes voici parce que nous sommes rendus Brits.
Shamefaced, P.C.E. Pierre Derrière admits, still waving his white flag, half-heartedly.
The only way that the British will be able to hang on will be if they get some kind of land on lease from a nation that has not been invaded by the blitzkrieging forces of Deutschland. With America sitting out the war, that will never happen, never! And our almond eyes allies to the east will ensure that they stay out.
States an absurdly accented German, who typed a statement on this reporter's typewriter, and this reporter stayed out for a smoke. Smoking kills, you know that. Josef Goebbels, Nazi party spokesmodel, insists that what has been named the disaster Dunkirk is a minor setback.
We'll get them, mein pretties, and their little dogs too.
For this special unused report, this has been your correspondent Mordio reminding you that World War II was fun. Let's do it again sometime. We'll be right back.